NDR Info. Nachtclub.
So, bei mir im Studio in der zweiten Stunde sind, wie gesagt, Martin und Scotty von der Band British Sea Power. Es gibt ein aktuelles Album, Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. Wir hören erstmal die erste Single, Bad Bohemian. So, das war Bad Bohemian von British Sea Power. Bei mir im Studio sind, wie gesagt, Martin und Scotty von der Band. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello.
Good, thanks.
Glad you can make it. Yeah, you just remember you've been here before.
Yes, yeah.
Do you
the
like rock music?
Of buildings.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, right. So, which proves the point that you obviously have a longevity, which is very enviable. Are you aware of that and grateful for that? And do you just kind of take that as given that you're still around 15 years on?
I don't know. I suppose you do. I mean, it's probably quite a rare thing these days, isn't it? But I think it's like once you settle into anything for several years, it's hard to imagine any other kind of existence, I guess.
Mm. Yeah,
that's called taking it for granted, isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We've renewed our energies a bit recently, I think, though. So that's a shot in the arm.
Ja, also Scotty meint, dass sie das eigentlich schon irgendwie selbstverständlich annehmen, dass die Band so eine gewisse Langlebigkeit hat. Die Gruppe gibt es schon seit 2003, dann erschien das erste Album und die sind immer noch dabei. Das letzte Mal waren sie bei mir im Studio 2009. Das beweist natürlich, dass die Band eine Langlebigkeit hat und er sagt, dass nach ein paar Jahren gewöhnt man sich einfach dran. Und man findet es tatsächlich selbstverständlich, dass man tatsächlich diese Karriere hat, die man irgendwie so voll ausleben und genießen kann. Also sie haben schon das Gefühl, dass sie in letzter Zeit so einen neuen Energieschub bekommen haben und also davon profitiert die Band. Was it a relief to make a normal album again, really, after after you've done some weird like documentaries and soundtracks and brass bands and stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it comes around in the end, sort of full 360, because you start doing these alternative projects as a kind of a change and a way of refreshing yourself and having a different way of working, you know, film soundtracks and documentary bits. And I think we did a lot of them, so it kind of became that, actually, I quite miss doing three and a half minute songs.
It kind of worked. You can easily get trapped in the treadmill of touring, recording an album. And, you know, that might be reason why some bands split up and stop. But it was good to, get off that treadmill and refresh ourselves doing some different stuff.
Right, okay. But you couldn't imagine doing something like soundtrack music full time. You get people just living from that.
I used
nothing
to
else.
Have it as it were. It was a kind of backup dream scenario. I think it's a really kind of rewarding thing to be able to do music at home and have different sort of being stretched into different directions. I enjoy making music, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I think we would carry that on as well, you know, if projects come up.
Mm-hmm. Ja, Sie sagen, dass es schön ist, jetzt wieder ein relativ neues, normales Album gemacht zu haben, aber in den letzten paar Jahren haben sie eher so experimentelle Ausflüge gehabt. Also 2013 gab es ein Soundtrack-Album von der Dokumentation und 2015 dann gab es ein Bläserprojekt, wo sie ihre alten Songs als so Bläserversionen umgesetzt haben und jetzt, 4 Jahre später, gibt es ein sogenanntes reguläres Album. Und Scotty meinte auch, die haben das eigentlich vermisst, ganz normale 3-minütige Songs zu schreiben. Und das war eigentlich eine Wohltat. Aber er hatte schon sehr genossen, so soundtrackartige Musik zu schaffen. Er meinte, er komponiert gerne Musik und das Gefühl zu haben, diese Freiheit zu haben, also sowas zu machen, einfach ganz in Ruhe zu Hause. Also das hat er schon sehr genossen. Er hat es ein Backup-Szenario genannt. Also irgendwie so ein, ja, tatsächlich so ein zweites Leben, das er also schon jede Zeit wieder gerne machen würde und das er wirklich so genießen kann. And we just heard Bad Bohemian to start off, which is like a classic song of yours, I think, in a way. And I think what's stood you in good stead right from the start is that there was, right from the word go, a recognisable British Sea Power sound. And, I mean, some bands take years to achieve that. They don't even achieve it ever sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, like, nobody ever sounded like you. I mean, you were aware of that nobody ever sounded like you.
No, I didn't think we had a recognisable sound. Did you get some bands who sound like the Ramones are a classic one, who sound the same on every record, and like the Strokes and people like that. And I never, I guess maybe coming from inside, I just can't, not aware of it. I don't know what it is.
So you actually feel yourselves you're a concoction of all sorts of things that we're not aware of as listeners, then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. Yeah, I think it was. We just did the best we could on our first record, and that was a desperate thing.
That's why it turned out to be so original, because it was the desperation.
Yeah, we didn't used to have schools to teach you how to make music when we made that album, so we were pretty naive, really.
Right. Okay. Ja, Sie haben ziemlich bescheiden darauf reagiert, als ich behauptet habe, die Band sei ziemlich originell, dass keine Band wie sie klingt. Und das, also diese Erkenntnis haben sie nicht wirklich oder diese Wahrnehmung. Und sie haben schon natürlich gesagt, dass es bestimmte Bands gibt, die dann einen klassischen Sound haben und die immer gleich klingen wie The Ramones oder The Strokes. Aber sie haben einfach nie darüber nachgedacht, eigentlich wie sie klingen. Die sind einfach wie sie sind. Und Scotty meinte, als das Debütalbum entstanden ist damals, war es aus reiner Verzweiflung und Inkompetenz eigentlich. Es gab damals keine Musikschulen, wo man sein Handwerk lernen konnte. Und deshalb war es vielleicht deshalb so originell. I get the impression with this album that it seems, I mean, you're obviously going to be self-assured after all these years, but it seems to be the sound of a band still enjoying itself after all these years and still managing to write really decent songs after all these years, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily an obvious kind of course of events, because a lot of people just run out of ideas when they've been like, together for about 15 years. So, I mean, why haven't you run out of ideas? What have you done right?
We're not telling anybody.
Yeah. There's a lot of ideas in the world, and you don't have to really think of them yourself. You just have to find ideas you like and put them together. So I don't see it as a, you know, something you have to create. You don't really create ideas. You just steal them and combine them in new ways.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I sort of generally, tunes just would come to me if I'm sort of walking home drunk. So as long as I keep on drinking and walking home, then hopefully won't run out.
Okay.
So in the old days, you'd be in trouble when you could drink and drive, for instance. Well, modern laws have blessed you.
It's good. It's good to ban the drink driving.
Yeah, so in other words, all you need to be is just be yourselves and be true to yourselves, and then the ideas just flow really in a natural way.
And work hard, I think. Yeah.
Well, it's always wise to work hard, I suppose.
Not everyone wants to. I quite true. Like working myself, so I don't mind.
So if they might introduce the minimum wage in England, then you'd just split the band up, then, or what?
We're on minimum wage. I think we're just below minimum wage.
Right, okay. Ja, ich meinte, dass es eigentlich bemerkenswert ist, dass die Band immer noch so viele Ideen haben auf diesem neuen Album. So viele frische Ideen. Man bedenkt, wie lange sie zusammen sind. Und Scotty meinte auch, dass die haben keine wirkliche eigene Ideen. Sowas gibt es auch gar nicht. Man klaut einfach nur so Sachen von anderen Leuten. Es ist alles nur so geliehen eigentlich. Man klaut irgendwie bestimmte Komponenten und dann man verbindet sie mit anderen Sachen, damit was Frisches dadurch entsteht. Und sie denken, dass schon so eine Arbeitsethik ist schon wichtig, also letztendlich, um natürlich auch frisch und am Ball zu bleiben. So, we're going to hear another track from the album now. Is any special favourites of yours? Are they all favourites of yours? We've heard by Bohemian already.
I enjoy Praise for Whatever a lot at the moment.
Right, okay. And that is essentially the title track, which isn't a title track, isn't it?
It contains the album title, yeah. That's where it came from, essentially. Before it was the album title, it was in the song, which was stolen again, to go back to the theme of theft, intellectual. It's taken from a poem by Ian Hamilton Finlay, a Scottish artist.
Ja, wir hören jetzt gleich das Stück Praise for Whatever. Und dieses Stück ist sowas wie das Titelstück. Es gibt eigentlich kein Titelstück, aber es beinhaltet den Albumtitel Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. Und es mag besonders Scotty besonders gerne dieses Stück. Und er sagt, wenn wir schon beim Thema intellektuellen Diebstahl sind, geistiger Diebstahl, dann meinte er, dass dieses Lied ist im Prinzip auch geklaut worden, beziehungsweise diese Idee Let the Dancers Inherit the Party beruht auf ein Gedicht von Ian Hamilton Finlay, so ein schottischer Dichter. Also hören wir jetzt also das Stück Praise for Whatever von dem Album Let the Dancers Inherit the Party von British Sea Power. So das war Praise for Whatever von dem neuen Album Let the Dancers Inherit the Party von British Sea Power und Martin und Scotty von der Band sind bei mir im Studio. Do you sometimes kind of think you had like an identity crisis in a way when you started off? Because on the one hand, you were such an obvious kind of classic pop band, but on the other hand, sometimes you sounded like a post-rock band. And did you feel torn two ways, or did you always feel that you always managed to keep those different components wrapped up in a natural way together?
I think we sort of like lots of different kinds of music, and we're drawn to even sort of epic soundscape kind of stuff as well. And they kind of, I think on this album we've managed to marry them quite well. I think the songs have that sort of cinematic feel about them, and have a little bit of the post-punk kind of feel. We've had a few sort of more angular kind of shouty songs and stuff. But it's just what you feel like doing at the time, I guess.
I think, as a youngster, I was quite big-headed and thought you could have the best of all worlds, and how hard can it be? And then you realise it isn't that easy in the end.
But you do actually learn to strike a balance then.
Well, there was when we started, there was music like Sigur Rós around and things like that, which I thought was amazing. But I still like the Beach Boys or, I don't know, even Blur or something. Yeah, I had some good songs sometimes. You know, there's people who were popular did short songs. I didn't see why you couldn't put it all together, I guess.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. So I mean, you summed yourself up now as a mixture of the Beach Boys and Sigur Rós, which is fine, isn't it?
Oh, that's all right.
It's got to be interesting.
That sounds better.
I wouldn't mention Blur actually in that context necessarily, but
I know. I sort of regretted it. They have got some good songs.
Oh yeah, but none of them are like yours, I don't think, really.
No, not really. No.
But als sie angefangen haben, dann habe ich gefragt, ob sie vielleicht eine gewisse Identitätskrise hatten. Weil auf der einen Seite haben sie eine sehr melodische Sensibilität immer gehabt, aber andererseits gab es schon so experimentelle Tendenzen, so Post-Rock-artige Tendenzen. Und das haben sie auch im Prinzip bestätigt, dass sie sehr viele unterschiedliche Musik immer gemocht haben. Und sie mögen schon so epische so Soundkulissen, Klangkulissen und so kinoartige Sounds und Klänge, das finden sie sehr inspirierend. Aber andererseits waren sie immer große Fans von Post-Punk, als sie aufgewachsen sind. Und deshalb, Scotty meinte, als sie jung waren, dann waren sie ziemlich angeberisch und sie haben einfach geglaubt, es wäre ohne weiteres möglich, das alles miteinander zu verbinden. Also im Prinzip kommerzielle Popmusik mit sehr interessanten avantgardistischen Klängen. Und sie liebten Sigur Rós damals zum Beispiel. Und die Beach Boys mögen sie aber auch sehr gerne. Sogar Blur haben sie erwähnt. Und insofern klingen sie letztendlich vielleicht eine Art Mischung aus diesen ganzen Bands. It's noticeable, I think, on this album as well, that I think there's no track over 6 minutes, is it? I think 6 minutes is the maximum. Mm-hmm. So was that like a conscious stance to kind of keep it short and sweet in relative terms?
Yeah, definitely for me. It was just Neil who pushed the boundaries, but we forgave him because he lives on the Isle of Skye and time goes at a different speed altogether there.
Neil's responsible for Praise for Whatever, because that was almost 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's the edited version of his.
That's the edited
version. That's his edit, is it? Yeah.
That's my fault. I did that one.
Right.
I'm completely wrong.
So he didn't really agree with the idea of 3 minute songs. He was, because he lives on the Isle of Skye.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's still true. We did have to make it. His songs are always about 10 minutes, and then you slowly, unless you either let him go that way, or you slowly sort of say, could you lose a minute there? Yeah, and then next week, could you lose another minute? You end up with, a listenable.
Yeah, we did have a lot of tracks for this record, and some of those longer ones and some ones which didn't quite fit, maybe the more angular kind of ones. So they're just sort of shelved for now. Maybe we'll do some 10-minute songs on the next record, you never know.
Right, okay. Ja, mir ist es aufgefallen, dass die Stücke relativ kurz sind für ihre Verhältnisse. Es gibt kein Stück länger als 6 Minuten. Und dabei haben sie richtig lange Stücke gehabt. Und sie haben gesagt, es war schon eine bewusste Entscheidung. Und der Einzige, der nicht damit einverstanden war, war Niels von der Band. Und weil er lebt auf der Isle of Skye in Schottland. und da vergeht die Zeit so langsam. Deshalb weiß eigentlich gar nicht, was ein kurzer Song ist. Und er würde immer noch Songs schreiben, die über 10 Minuten lang sind. Aber er durfte dann nicht richtig so zur Geltung kommen, was dieses Album betrifft. Und sie denken, das war einfach so ganz wichtig. In diesem Fall, die wollten so kurz und bündig sein und irgendwie so sofort und schnell zum Kern der Sache kommen. Und sie heben dann die längeren Ideen auf und längere Songs dann für das nächste Album. So, what would you like to hear next, then?
Martin, you choose, eh?
I'll go for Don't Let the Sun Get in the Way.
Which is my favourite.
Yeah. You see?
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that my favourite comes as the penultimate track. You know, it's kind of like you don't expect a favourite to come almost at the end. I always expect a favourite to be like track 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was unusual. But you've always been unusual anyway, so that matches up now.
It sums us up. We've always been unusual.
Yeah, so it's obviously a favourite of yours because you mentioned it. I mean,
yeah. It's good to, because it sort of gets slower as the album gets on, and that's sort of our last penultimate pep up.
Right, before Alone Piano comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Hörn dein Stück jetzt, Don't Let the Sun Get in the Way. Das ist mein Lieblingsstück von dem neuen Album. Und es ist das 11. Stück auf dem Album. Das vorletzte. Normalerweise sind meine Lieblingsstücke eher am Anfang einer Platte. Das ist eher ungewöhnlich. Aber Sie meinen auch, diese Band ist immer ungewöhnlich gewesen. Insofern passt das ganz gut. Also hören jetzt Don't Let the Sun Get in the Way von British Sea Power. Von dem Album Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. The first time I actually played this album on the radio, by mistake, I said Let the Dancers Inherit the Earth. But it must be wrong. And then I did...
That's the next one.
Well, I did correct myself immediately, but I thought there must be something spiritual about you, which I wasn't really fully aware of, you know, but subconsciously that came out. But it's interesting because when it comes down to your lyrics, I mean, obviously, they tend to be kind of by typical kind of pop standards, quite... eccentric, I suppose. But there's never been, to my mind, even when you've been eccentric or almost seem to be frivolous, they're never superficial, really. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some kind of depth to it. Sometimes the depth we're not really a listener that maybe doesn't properly comprehend. But I mean, is that something just innate in you to, at the end of the day, always make a sensible, intelligent comment? I mean, is that always been important to you? I mean, I get the impression that a lot of you've always put a lot of effort to come over as being coherent people.
Yeah, I think we maybe, I don't know, I can't really live with too many crazy babies and, you know, standard kind of pop. It's a bit boring after a while. I think we've often put in possibly too many ideas and possibly being a bit too serious. So I've tried to learn to disguise it a little bit. And make it more conversational or more everyday as much as possible while still being something I could be proud of, I guess.
And when we started out, we kind of always said that songs are kind of vehicles for ideas. And you don't have to, you know, you can do so much in a song.
Yeah. And do you think that it's... I mean, are there any other kind of people around, contemporaries of yours, or people younger than you, who you think are making equally interesting songs, in, sort of lyric-wise? I mean, do you think that's a bit of a dying breed, or...?
There's probably people who are good who are completely different, but I don't know. I don't really listen to that much music for the words. I think about words a lot when I'm reading or whatever, that sort of thing, or just listening to the radio and out in the street and things like that. And then just kind of collage them together. But I'm trying to think of...
I don't know, I think Fat White Family, yeah, quite an interesting band.
The Fat White Family?
The Fat White Family, yeah. They've got something about them and, yeah, they don't follow the... standard format. They kind of seem to put a lot of ideas in there, in everything that they do.
Yeah, I thought the first album, like Interpol, were quite interesting, but then they sort of became much. I don't know. It's sort of very stylized in their own way, and then it was kind of never really surprised you again.
Yeah. Yeah. So see. Scotty meinte, dass er nie so ein Fan war von klischeehaften Songtexten. Er meinte, so über Crazy Baby zum Beispiel zu schreiben, das hat ihm nie gereizt. Und deshalb hat er immer auch ziemlich so hochtrabende Ideen gehabt vom Textlichen her. Immer Songs mit einer so wichtigen Botschaft oder bedeutungsschwer. Und teilweise richtig skurril, so skurril, dass viele Hörer eigentlich gar nicht verstanden haben, worum es eigentlich ging. Und er sagte, ja, er war sich bewusst oder ist sich bewusst, dass das teilweise zu verschlüsselt war, teilweise, wie er sich dann früher ausgedrückt hat. Also so kryptisch. Und er versucht in den letzten Jahren einen normaleren Ton anzusetzen eigentlich. Er versucht eigentlich mehr als Konversation irgendwas hinzubekommen. Also irgendwie vom Textlichen her, dass eigentlich, dass es nicht so umständlich ausgedrückt ist, dass die Botschaft eher deutlich und direkt ist. Und aber das war schon immer wichtig für sie, dass sie natürlich letztendlich überhaupt die Idee von einem Lied, dass sie es vollständig ausschöpfen konnten und dass sie, dass das Potenzial einfach da ist, natürlich immer interessante Sachen zu machen. Und es gibt nicht so viele Zeitgenossen, die sie besonders interessant finden, was die, den textlichen Inhalt betrifft. Sie nannten das Beispiel The Fat White Family. Sind ziemlich ungewöhnlich und unangepasst. Und Interpol, als sie angefangen haben, das Debütalbum, das fand Scotty sehr inspirierend, aber nachher wurden die immer langweiliger und einseitiger und immer so berechenbar. Und jetzt hören wir ein Stück von Interpol, von dem besagten Debütalbum Turn on the Bright Lights. Here's The New. Das war also The New von Interpol, von ihrem Debütalbum Turn on the Bright Lights. Bei mir im Studio sind Scotty und Martin von der Band British Sea Power. Right, it's... I can't help thinking that really, with you've been around for about 15 years and you've made an album which is at least as good as your other albums, if not maybe even better, I think. And you kept your standards going. But nonetheless, and although it sounds so fresh, in a way I can't help the feeling, maybe it's my age as well, but it's there's something almost nostalgic about it, as if it's kind of like a... I was mentioning that phrase, dying breed, before. That, I mean, how many bands are there these days who are actually making intelligent, coherent statements and releasing albums with lots of really good songs on it? It's kind of like the days of people like Echo and the Bunnymen are just long gone, you know what I mean? Do you have that feeling that, in a sense that almost it's almost belongs to a different time? I'm not talking in musical terms, but in terms of the zeitgeist, to use the German word, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there is still a place for it, but maybe like in the UK it's kind of marginalised to the likes of the Six Music Radio, whereas before that happened, you had your Radio 1 and 2, and that was a much broader place to be on. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just being marginalised, and you're getting a lot more sort of straight down the line pop stuff coming through.
Mm. But you've obviously managed to thrive nonetheless. I mean,
Survival.
Survival.
We aim for survival. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ja, also ich bin der Meinung, dass es eigentlich nicht so viele Bands dieser Art gibt, die eigentlich noch wirklich beständige Platten machen. Alle paar Jahre gibt es ein Album mit sehr gutem Songwriting vom Niveau her. Und das auf irgendeine Weise wirkt es altmodisch. Also diese so alte Indie-Schiene. Ich fragte die beiden, ob sie das Gefühl haben, dass es vielleicht irgendwie ausstirbt. Und sie meinen, es ist vielleicht tatsächlich nicht mehr so weit verbreitet. Es gibt immer mehr einfach gewöhnliche Popmusik, die veröffentlicht wird. Und solche Musik wie ihre ist tatsächlich immer mehr so eine Art Randerscheinung, nur für spezielle Radiosendungen. Of course, your name, British Sea Power, maybe not really all that fortunate now after Brexit, I suppose. I mean, has that in some way caused
become
you...
an embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't quite sure how to put that, yeah.
Because it kind of... It's a cause for concern.
Because it makes you sound like you'd be sort of really patriotic.
Yeah.
Anti-European.
It's always been a thing where... You know, it's a great name, but it's possibly too clever for its own good, because it was meant to be a kind of recycling of something possibly horrendous. But then we weren't really thinking about, you know... I think we were thinking, wouldn't it be nice to get a gig in the pub at that point? We weren't thinking about, oh, well, how will that translate in France or Germany? And, I tried to get the band to change it. A few years ago? Yeah.
It's a bit late in the day to do it a few years ago.
I know, but it's more fun. I don't know.
You could call yourself European Sea Power to make your position
maybe
clear.
Maybe International Sea Power. I'd be up for a change now.
It's a difficult one to roll off the tongue as well, because you've got the, like, shh followed by an S as well. it wouldn't have got through in an advertising agency.
of the International Space Station.
Yeah.
Do you actually think you've been influenced by the political situation in Great Britain when it came down to writing this album? Do you think
this album
has an effect on you in any way?
Yeah, I mean, most of the album, or at least the songs I wrote the words for, were meant to represent a degree of what's going on at the moment. I mean, it's hard not to take it in. But it wasn't some kind of concept album against or for anything. It was a kind of how do you reconcile this with everyday life and balance things up and the sort of weird extremes you get, you know, when so much information on the internet and you're sort of looking at kittens and you're looking at, like, I don't know, something horrendous. And then you've got people going down this weird... I mean, I wish we'd stayed in Europe. I'm not a Brexiteer. And I think it's the stupidest thing that's ever happened for an awfully long time. And it will slowly reveal that to even, you know, the idiots who voted for it, essentially, over the coming many, many years that it will take to resolve it all.
The album is not so overtly political that Jeremy Corbyn thought of taking you up as part of his rally.
He hasn't made any calls. And we the only party who have ever approached us to do anything were the Monster Raving Loony Party, who offered us the position as Ministers of Culture. And I almost went for that, even though I don't want to get involved in politics too much.
So that was, I suppose, a backhanded compliment, really, wasn't it? To be asked by the Monster Raving Loony Party.
I was actually quite touched.
Yeah, okay.
Screaming Lord Sutch. Links to Joe Meek, one of my favourite producers.
Ja, sie bereuen eigentlich jetzt, dass sie British Sea Power heißen. Am Anfang war es irgendwie ein toller, interessanter Name, aber die waren wirklich nur auf der Suche nach einem Gig in einem Pub irgendwo in England und haben sich keine Gedanken darüber gemacht, wie dieser Bandname wirken könnte, wenn sie im Ausland spielen. Und jetzt ist natürlich wegen der Brexit-Situation also ein bisschen unangenehm, weil wenn man die Band nicht kennt, könnte man glauben, es sei eine übermäßig patriotisch eingestellte Band. Und das ist überhaupt nicht ihre Absicht. Und die waren von Anfang an also gegen Brexit. Und sie denken, es ist auch eine ganz dumme Entscheidung gewesen und es wird ganz böse Folgen auch geben. Und sie wollten ihren Bandnamen schon vor ein paar Jahren ändern, aber das haben sie doch noch nicht gemacht. Aber sie denken, es ist vielleicht jetzt doch der richtige Zeitpunkt. Sie müssen darüber nachdenken. Und das Album, dieses neue Album, handelt zum Teil von den Entwicklungen in England, politische Entwicklungen, aber nicht ganz unmittelbar, sind keine Protestlieder im engen Sinne. Aber es spiegelt schon das Lebensgefühl in England momentan wider. Und es handelt sich auch zum Teil über die Übersättigung, die wir haben, was Information betrifft im Internet. Insofern ist es durchaus ein aktuelles Album. Also was diesen Anspruch betrifft, die Gesellschaft irgendwie zu reflektieren. So, und jetzt hören wir noch ein Stück von dem Album Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. Hier ist jetzt Alone Piano von British Sea Power. Das war Alone Piano von British Sea Power. Von dem Album Let the Dancers Inherit the Party. Right, we're running out of time. Well, thanks very much for coming down to talk to me. I appreciate that. It was good to see you again.
Cheers. Thank you.
And you mentioned International Space Station, so maybe that we should listen to that to finish off. That's a relevant track to finish off with.
Let's go for it.
Okay.
And new name.
Exactly, yeah. So wir hören jetzt zum Schluss, yes, International Space Station. Von dem I'll Let the Dance Inherit the Party. Meine Studiogäste waren Martin und Scotty von der Band. Und das war der Nachtclub mit Paul Baskerville. Ich wünsche euch eine gute Nacht.
NDR Info. Nachrichten.